First up, we have Falcon Artist with School Bus Driver.
I am a school bus driver, and I drive the kids to school. Every morning when I pick them up, I tell them about the rules.
So this is a cute little song. I find it has a lot of charm in the narrative. And it's of course a little bit lo-fi in its construction, but it is what it is. It has a nice little package and it tells a cute story about a day-to-day thing that most of us have experienced. I do have some criticisms. There are a few conflicting things in the lyrics that I'm noticing. He says they always have a sad expression on their face in the first stanza, and then later says the kids are jolly as me.
I noticed that
so,
too.
So does that mean that he's not jolly and the kids are just as well off, or is it like a shift in time that wasn't specifically hinted at, or... I don't know. I think the storytelling could be a little bit clearer in a way that would benefit what the artist is trying to do. I also hear there's some weird rhythmic phrasing where syllable emphasis is a little odd. But like I said, the song kind of is what it is and comes together in a way that's fairly charming.
Yeah, I think there's some charm in the simplicity of it, like almost like it's got sort of a bit of a nursery rhyme feel to it. One of the things I noticed when I was reading the lyrics is that there are section markers. There's one labeled bridge and one labeled chorus. But if I wasn't reading the lyrics, I don't think I could have identified where those arrangement changes happen just by listening to the song. And I've probably made this remark before, but I feel like varying the guitar strum pattern or even having some changes in volume, like singing a little softer, or singing a little louder, or playing a little softer, or playing a little louder, would add some variation or variance to the song, which I think it really needs because it's very much one note all the way through. So that's what I would suggest is perhaps something to improve on a little bit. But one thing that I've recently become very aware of is how hard it is to sing and play live at the same time. Ryan and I just performed at Songfight Live, and I did a solo set at Songfight Live, and I think it's safe to say that I bombed. And so I know how hard it is to make it all the way through a performance without making the kind of mistake that makes you want to throw your guitar on the ground. So I have to give him props for making it through all the way through.
For the record, bombed is something that is determined by audience and not by the performer. And according to the audience, you didn't bomb at all.
They politely clapped, so thank you guys.
Did you start together and did you end together with the voice and the guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hold it together?
Yeah, I held it together at the beginning. And I fell apart in the middle, and I think I redeemed myself towards the end. So yeah. I think the lasting impression that it wasn't a complete train wreck might have been what the audience was left with.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the hallmarks of a maybe less successful Songfight Live performance is if people stop and then restart the song. It's such a interruption sort of a thing. And I'll say it, for this Songfight Live, this most recent one for 2025, aside here, just one of the greatest experiences of my life. I loved it. I love meeting everybody. Everybody's got to go to Songfight Live from now on. But anyhow, for this, it was tough because it was sort of in the flight path of several either landing or taking off airplanes. And that was very distracting. And it was really, really bad for a lot of people who were playing live. Also, one of those nights, there was some sort of a Harley-Davidson rally or something like that that was going on, and a lot of motorcycles just blasting through, and that really interrupted some people's sets, and that's a damn shame, and it's not their fault at all. But I think that regardless, there was a really good sort of a supportive crowd. I think that a lot of the fuck-ups were either politely ignored or probably just went over people's heads anyway. You know,
went over people's heads. I'm really glad, by the way, that all of the songs that were done like this on the Spin Tunes didn't seem to have any airplane noises or cats or dogs or anything in the background.
Yeah, there was some. We're going to get to some more of that stuff. But anyhow, I just wanted to take us off on a digression about Song Fight Live and say that Chumpy did a great job, and that everybody had a great time and everybody loved it, and there wasn't anybody who totally bombed. The people who did made some clear, obvious errors. Even their sets were delightful. So yeah, no complaints. But I do get to be bad cop about this Falcon Artist song. So I'm happy
by all means.
That. Yeah, I thought it was an uneventful description of a typical day in the work life of a school bus driver. And I say work life because that's all that there is to this song. You know, we know nothing else about whatever this guy has going on. Throughout the song, there was no intrigue, no conflict, no stakes. And that makes the lyrical content pretty uninteresting to me. And the composition also, you know, was not all that engaging for me. I will say that I think his recording quality is getting better, and maybe his voice too. I sort of noticed that on the first go round that, you know, typically his songs were very, very, very lo-fi, and now it's maybe only very lo-fi.
Nice, you get to lose a berry.
Yes.
A couple by my count.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay, I got to put one of those back in then. Sorry.